39. So we'll do from 40 onwards. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti shashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman mentioned in the Upanishads, being differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane universe, appears as the indivisible, infinite, limitless truth. So, tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam. Nishkalam, the word nishkalam means without parts. It is undifferentiated. It's uninterrupted one. Brahman has been described here as nishkalam, ashesha bhutam, and nishkalam, anantam, and ashesha bhutam. Brahma is undifferentiated or without any interruption or fragments. It is an anantam, it's unlimited, and ashesha bhutam. So that Brahma, what is that Brahma? Brahma Jyoti, which is the origin of the entire creation, Sarvam Khallidam Brahma. That Brahma is the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of God. So in this way, we'll see in Brahma Samhita, we'll get a clear understanding how Krishna is the origin of everything. The impersonalists say the Brahman is the origin of everything. But here we are understanding that Krishna is the origin of Brahman also. What is Brahma? Brahma, you know, it's a light, it's effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. So what is that light? Where the light is coming from? Natural question will be, what is the source of that light? The source of that light is Krishna Himself. Jasya prabha. Prabha means effulgence. His effulgence, prabhavato, lights up jagadanda koti, innumerable universes. Millions and millions of universes. Whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman mentioned in the Upanishad. What does that Brahman do? The prabhavato jagadanda koti kotisya shesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam, that Brahman which is nishkalam, without any part, that is uninterrupted and endless, infinite, and ashesha bhutam, complete. That is the bodily effulgence of Krishna. Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. In this verse, we understand the relationship between Krishna and Brahma. Brahma Jyoti and Govinda. The next one is describing the relationship between Krishna and Maya. Maya hi jasya jagadanda satani sute traigunna tad vishaya veda vitaya mana sattavalambi parasattam vishuddha sattvam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, whose external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, viz. Sattva, Raja and Tama, And for and diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world. Okay, so here also the basic understanding is that Maya hi jasya jagadanda shatani shute. The Maya that creates, that generates jagadanda. Jagadanda means universe. Shatani, hundreds, and Shute brings forth. And that Maya is Traigunna Tad Vishaya Veda Vitayamana, the embodying the threefold mundane qualities. So that Maya is his external potency. And what is the qualification? What are the that Traigunna Tad Vishaya Veda Vitayamana Satyavalambi Parasatta Vishuddha Sattam? That there Maya is endowed with the threefold, three gunas. Three gunas, Sattagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya. There Krishna mentioned the same thing in Bhagavad Gita, that Maya is my Maya, this external potency of mine is endowed with three modes, Sattagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated beyond these three modes of material nature in the Parasatya Vishuddha Sattvam. He is situated in the Vishuddha Sattva or a pure goodness of the spiritual sky. Ananda chinmaya rasatmataya manosu ja praninang pratifalan smaratam upetya lila itena bhuvanani jayatta jasram govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own pastimes, being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls as transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. So, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Rasa, what is a rasa? Rasa is a, in simple words, you can say emotions. These emotions are like liquid. And it is through those emotions that one actually experiences different types of feelings. There are various types of feelings, but of all those that the rasas that are the source of ananda, they are very special rasa. And these rasas are not mundane rasa. This is a chinmaya rasa. The chinmaya meaning this is the rasa from the spiritual sky. Spiritual rasa. In the material nature also there are rasa. But those rasas are the reflection of the chinmaya rasa, spiritual rasas. Like for example, in material nature also there are the relationships based on different mellows, like sakharas. There is friendship in the material nature. There is parental relationship. There is conjugal relationship. These rasas are there, but they are mundane mellows, mundane rasas. But here what we are talking about is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi, being influenced by. Let me see. I'm sorry, Ananda Chinmaya Rasatma Taya Manasu Ja Praninang Pratifalan Smaratam Upetya. Those rasas in the form of Krishna's pastimes are reflected in the memories of the living entities. The Praninang Pratifalan Smaratam Upetya. Pratifalan means being reflected, Smaratam Upetya meaning remembering, recollecting. Lila itena, by his pastimes, Bhuvanani, the mundane world, Jayati Ajashram, triumphantly dominates, Ajashram, ever. That personality who dominates triumphantly, being reflected in the memories of the living entities, reflecting his Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, ever blissfully, ever blissful cognitive rasa, he dominates the mundane world, triumphantly mundanes, triumphantly dominates over the mundane worlds. So what can conquer all the influences of the material nature? In simple words, what can conquer the influences of the material nature? Memories of Krishna. Remembering Krishna's pastimes, which actually will be reflected in our memory. These are not the question of recollecting by our effort. These pastimes of Krishna will automatically become manifest in our hearts. And that is how we'll become able to conquer the influence of the material nature. Then the next one is describing Goloko Namni Nijadhamni Talecha Tasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhava Nichaya Bihitascha Jena Govindam Adipurusham Tamahang Bhajami. Lowest of all is located Devi Dham, mundane world. Next above it is Mahesh Dham, abode of Mahesh. Above Mahesh Dham is placed Hari Dham, abode of Hari. And above them all is located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of these graded realms. So now, the material nature, the different regions of material and spiritual nature have been described along with their authorities and their relationship with Krishna in this verse. Goloko namni nijadhamni. Krishna's nijadham, Krishna's own abode is Golok. Goloko namni nijadhamni talecha tasya. Below that, lowest of all is Devi Dham. Devi Dham means this material nature. Why it is called Devi Dham? Why it is called Devi Dham? Because it is the place which is dominated by Devi, Durga Devi or Mahamaya. And above that is Mahesh Dham, the abode of Lord Shiva. And beyond that abode of Lord Shiva is the abode of Hari or Vaikuntha planet. And tete prabhava nichaya bihitascha jena. Who allotted has prabhava means prabhava nichaya, opulences. Bihita, established Jajena. And he actually has endowed the opulences thereby. The opulence of Durga is coming from whom? Krishna. Her authority comes from Krishna. The authority of Lord Shiva is coming from Krishna. The authority of the resident, the controllers of Vaikuntha and Narayan is also coming from Krishna. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chhaye vajasya bhubanani vibharti durga icchanu rupam api jasya chetishtate sa govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. The external potency Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. So, whatever authority or power Maya has is due to Krishna's mercy. Whatever she is able to do is by the influence or the potency that has been invested in her by Krishna. Then, so after describing Maya, it's coming to Lord Shiva. Krishna's relationship with Shiva or Shiva's relationship with Krishna. Kshirang yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahitata prithagasti heto ya sambhutam apitatha samupaiti karjad Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Kshiram Yatha Dadhi Vikara Vishesha Yogat. Just as milk with the touch or with the touch of acid becomes yogurt, dadhi. Similarly, and therefore there is no difference. Nahi tata prithagasti hetu. There is no difference between milk and yogurt. Yet there is difference. What is the difference? The milk can become yogurt. But yogurt cannot become milk. So similarly, in order to perform some specific mission, Govinda has transformed himself into Shambhu. He has become Shambhu. Just as milk is transformed into curd by action of acids, but yet the effect curd is neither same as nor different from its cause, for example milk, so I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu is a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. So the next one, 46. Deeparchireva hi dasantaram abhupetya deepayate bibrita hetu samana dharma jastadrigeva hicha Vishnu taya bibhati govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. The light of one candle being communicated to other candles, although it burns separately in them, is the same in its quality. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who exhibits himself equally in the same mobile manner in his various manifestations. Just as one candle lights many other candles, when they are lit, all the candles give out the same amount of light. There is no difference. Similarly, Krishna expands himself into different incarnations, and those incarnations have the same amount of potency as Krishna does. Yet, Krishna is the original candle that lit all the other candles. So I'll leave it at that today. So up to 46 we have done today. So tomorrow we'll do 47 onwards, because we have left only two more days. Tomorrow and day after tomorrow. So does anybody have any question? Yes, Nanda Dulal.
Brahmalok.
Yeah, Brahmalok is Satyalok. There are seven higher planetary system. Of them, the topmost is called Satyalok or Brahmalok, the abode of Lord Brahma. That's in Devidham. Yes.
Regarding the verse where it's described that Krishna's pastimes become manifest in the memory of the devotee, Guru Maharaj mentioned that it's not by our own efforts that those pastimes become manifest in our mind. How are we to understand that, given that in the conditioned state that I'm in, unless I make an effort in my sadhana, there's no way I'll remember Krishna in any way?
Yeah, sure. The sadhana is there, but by artificial effort to remember will not work. So how it will work is, when the heart is purified, then the pastimes will be reflected on them. It's a matter of purification of the heart. The sadhana bhakti is going to purify our hearts. Cheto darpanam arjanam. And when the heart is purified, then in the purified heart, the pastimes of the Lord will be reflected. Just like if the mirror is dirty, can you see anything? So what you have to do is to remove the dirt. And then in the mirror you'll see the reflection. Reflection is always there, but you are not able to see it. So in order to see it, we have to purify the mirror of our mind, our heart. Yes.
Aspiring to have a relationship with the Supreme Lord, still living here in material nature in Devidham, what is the correct relationship to have with Durga Devi, with the material nature?
Okay. We have to see that Durga Devi is a Vaishnavi. She is the external energy of the Lord. And she is our mother. And if we become good children, she'll take us to the Father. Right? But if we become naughty, then the mother will give a whack. So that's what is happening. When we are not, after all, she's the mother. And when we act in an inappropriate way, she punishes us. She doesn't want to punish us. She wants us to become good boys and become engaged in serving the Father. So if we become good boys, then Mother will be pleased with us. And she'll take care of us very nicely, help us to go back to the spiritual sky, to the Father. Any other question? There was one hand in this side, it looked like. Okay. Atit, and then Kunal.
Just on verse 41, the relationship between Krishna and Maya. Maharaj, I just wanted to understand the last point where it says